demo. 1-800-700-0994. That's 1-800-700-0994.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. handyman123.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman123.homeadvisor.com.
Do you know what's better than watching the Missouri Tigers playing football? Give up? Watching the Missouri Tigers playing football while enjoying a mouth-watering Stefanina's pizza. Since 1981, Stefanina's has been making any get-together better with their legendary pizzas, pastas, and sandwiches. Visit any of their four express locations in St. Charles and Chesterfield or their full-service restaurant in O'Fallon, and your game day menu will be complete. For locations and money-saving coupons, visit their website at steffspizza.com. Go Tigers!
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and I'm going to clear the phone lines now so that we can play the Harris Challenge. Get those early birds off. Give everybody a fair shot at getting through here. As long as you have not played in the last 30 days, you can call me now at 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands you'll hear in this town. You can see them every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge there. And they're also every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge for that, and amazing food as well. And after the challenge, I'll tell you where you can see them this weekend and also make your plans to see the Well Hungarians on New Year's Eve. But first, let's meet our first contestant, and that's you, Todd. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I've been feeling a little guilty. The Red Cross has been calling me for a couple of months to go donate blood, and I've been saying, yes, I'll do it, but I haven't. So I'll use my precious 5 or 10 seconds up to say, go give blood.
Do you have to give your own blood?
I think they need to know the source, so yeah, I think it has to come directly
from the pump?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer and see which categories come spilling out that you can choose from. And there's our first category, as always, the topical one. Have you been paying attention? In fact, I think a lot of topical categories are going to spill out today. Category two is Sports Week, and category three is Actors Who Rock. Which one would you like, Todd?
I'll take having paying attention.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I reiterate this every week for new listeners who are just joining us who don't know the rules of the game. We're going to give Todd a minute to answer 5 questions of increasing difficulty and higher values, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points. And he doesn't have to get them all right to win, though. Out of the 15 potential points, he only has to go halfway through. In other words, 8 or more to become a winner and get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize package!
All right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. We also have from Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
We have movie passes, including maybe The Hobbit, the new one, The Hunger Games, that new movie, or Dumb and Dumber 2. We have a few others to choose from.
Okay, and also, Werenberg is going to be having their annual Cannes Film Festival tomorrow. This is a benefit for the Salvation Army's Tree of Lights campaign, and this will go on tomorrow at all the Werenberg theaters in this area. You can go to a movie before 5 p.m., you take five canned food items, and you get in for free. So, you know, you hit the store in the morning, you go to the movie in the afternoon, and you get to see it for free. And if you bring an additional 10 cans or more per person, you get an additional free movie pass for a future visit to see a free movie at a Werenberg theater. So that's tomorrow, Werenberg's Cannes Film Festival, before 5 p.m.
That's a good deal.
Yep.
Plus, we have a free bowling party.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. It includes 1 hour.
I left the 7-pin standing again.
Oh, man. It includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane and a 1 large, 1-topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company. It's available at Crest Bowl in Florissant or Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton.
So you get your choice of those prizes if you win, but if you get all the questions right, that's a total of 15 points. We call it the clean sweep, and you get all the prizes, a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Okay, Todd, have you been paying attention? Let's find out. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who announced he was resigning from the Ferguson Police Department last Saturday?
Wilson, Darren Wilson.
Correct. What position did President Obama nominate Ashton Carter for this week?
Secretary of Defense.
Correct. What was the offense that Eric Garner supposedly committed before he was choked to death by a New York cop?
I think he was selling those solo cigarettes.
Yep, loose cigarettes. Which of these was thought to be missing from the University of Texas this week? 100 football helmets, 100 brains, or 100 final exams?
100 brains.
That's correct. A court ruled yesterday that what kind of animal does not have the same rights as humans because it can't be held accountable for its actions?
I think was it chimpanzee?
It's a chimpanzee named Tommy. There's a group called the Non-Human Rights Project that is trying to get him human rights. They lost, but they say they will appeal. And Tommy heard appeal, and he thought he was getting bananas. By the way, the 100 brains that were missing from the University of Texas, they actually had moved a whole bunch of them to UT San Antonio back in 2002, and some of them had, I guess, gone bad somehow, and so they were, quote, disposed of properly, which means that Marty Feldman from Young Frankenstein went in and got them. One of them came from a patient named Abby Normal. So be on the lookout for the creature in your town. Todd, you got every question right. That's a clean sweep. You get the big prize package. Nicely done.
All right.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get that. Well, I move on to contestant number two, whose name is Dan. Hello.
Hello, this is Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Did you guys plan that?
tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity, Dan.
I love traffic.
All right. A Tim Weiland fan, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see the categories here. Sports Week, Actors Who Rock, or our new third category, Showbiz Week.
I'll take Sports Week.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Dan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who will the Mizzou Tigers play in the SEC championship game tomorrow?
Alabama Crimson Tide.
Correct. Which St. Louis Post-Dispatch sports columnist died of cancer this week at age 59?
Brian Burwell.
Correct. Which 42-year-old goalie made his debut with the St. Louis Blues this week?
Martin Brodeur.
Very nicely pronounced. In what profession did Dale Scott become the first person to come out as gay this week?
He's an umpire.
Major League Baseball umpire. Now for the clean sweep. Which NBA team won its first game of the season this week after 17 consecutive losses?
The Philadelphia 76ers.
We may run out of prizes this week because that's 2 clean sweeps in a row. Nicely done, Dan.
All right.
Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize after I talk to Tom. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How you doing? AM and the PM.
Thank you. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
It's open for better traffic and better weather.
Yeah, all of us, absolutely. The categories that are left on the board here, Actors Who Rock, Showbiz Week, or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
How about Showbiz Week?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to a new Nielsen report, what do Americans spend 4 hours and 32 minutes doing every day?
Watching TV.
Correct. Which late-night TV host did Entertainment Weekly put on its cover as 2014 Entertainer of the Year?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon is right. Who was criticized for her singing at NBC's Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree special this week? Mariah Carey, Lady Gaga, or Idina Menzel?
Idina Menzel.
Mariah Carey, and I'll play you an example of it in a minute. With her 47th nomination today, who has surpassed Dolly Parton as the most nominated woman in Grammy history?
Pass.
Sorry?
Pass.
Pass. Which music superstar was in the audience for Garth Brooks' show at Scott Trade last night?
Justin Timberlake.
That's correct. Back to the four-pointer. Who has surpassed Dolly Parton as the most nominated woman in Grammy history?
Beyonce.
Beyonce is absolutely correct. The only one you got wrong was the three-pointer. You got 12 points, Tom. Before we let you go here, I just want to play you a sample of the NBC Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting show they did earlier this week. A little background on this first. Mariah Carey was supposed to go to a rehearsal the day before, but she was 3 hours late and eventually didn't even show up at all. She had been in a really long meeting with her lawyers over her divorce from TV's Nick Cannon. So she didn't have a rehearsal. She didn't get to practice. She goes out there. It was a cold night in New York City, and she sang. Now, I'm going to play you what it sounded like when she had the original hit song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. You may remember this.
All I want for Christmas is you.
It doesn't matter what you may think of the songs that she sings. That woman has a heck of a voice and can hit all the notes. And you would think, even with no rehearsal and on a cold night in New York, not a problem for a pro like Mariah Carey. Wrong.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't have the live auto-tune set up that night for her. And we are playing you an isolated vocal track as opposed to the produced vocal track. But here's another sample of how she sounded the other night. Here's the original version, and then we'll play you. Now, fast forward to this week. And here she
is. I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe.
I thought that was a little pitchy, dog.
I thought so, too.
All right, Tom, you got 12 points. You're a winner. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes.
Thanks.
All right, thank you very much for playing. Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Bob.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I didn't catch you in the middle of something, did I?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Oh, you want to go on with whatever you're doing?
No.
Okay. All right. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Tomorrow on the Hill, there's Christmas on the Hill. So everybody come down and enjoy all the restaurants and all the stores will be open late.
Okay. Two categories left, actors who rock or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
No, really, have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which branch of the military has revoked Bill Cosby's title of Honorary Chief Petty Officer because of the sexual assault allegations against him?
The Navy.
Correct. What is the name of the spacecraft that NASA shot into orbit this morning?
Odyssey?
Orion. Which daytime soap opera was produced by the woman who President Obama has made our new ambassador to Hungary, Colleen Bell?
Days of Our Lives.
Bold and the Beautiful. According to the environmental group Friends of the Earth, what industry has dumped 1 billion gallons of untreated waste into the oceans just this year?
Fishing.
Cruise ships. Here's your five-pointer. Which NBA legend will be honored by the U.S. Postal Service with a stamp that's a third taller than the typical stamp? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, or Wilt Chamberlain?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
The correct answer is Wilt Chamberlain. And by the way, be careful with that stamp. It's already been licked by 20,000 women. let's see how you did here, Bob. All you got was 1 point for knowing about Cosby losing his honorary title in the Navy, and then things fell apart for you. So I'm going to have to punish you. And to help me punish you, well, we should have actually just had Mariah Carey come in and sing live.
No, but, we already punished, essentially.
Yeah,
I've been punished.
Well, we did.
I couldn't answer any questions.
Oh, you were pre-punished, and that ruined your answering abilities?
Yeah.
You know, I actually think I might want to go with Mariah Carey as our punishment music for today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can you give him a little bit more of the isolated Mariah?
Sure.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Whoa.
That's a range. Yeah.
She does have quite a range from inaudible to audible.
Unfortunately.
All right, Bob. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
All right. You know what? We'll hold the other punishment music we had planned. We'll just hold it till next week. Meanwhile, we have one more contestant to go. Hello, Scott.
Hey, good evening.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'll just take this opportunity to say go Missouri Tigers and go Kentucky tonight against Texas.
Okay. One category left on the board here, Scott. It's called Actors Who Rock. We have 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of TV's New Girl is also in a band called She and Him?
Pass.
Which star of the movie Under Siege has toured with his band Thunderbox?
Steven Seagal.
Correct. What instrument did Keanu Reeves play in his band Dog Star?
Bass.
That's correct. Who has been touring with his band since winning an Oscar for playing a burned-out country star in Crazy Heart?
Jeff Bridges.
That's right. Who won a supporting actor Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club and is a longtime member of a band called 30 Seconds to Mars?
Oh, wow. Pass.
All right. Who is the star of New Girl on Fox and also in a band called She and Him?
Mariah Carey.
Zoe Deschanel.
Was one of them Matthew McConaughey?
No.
Oh.
Matthew McConaughey won Best Actor. Jared Leto. Yeah. Won Best Supporting Actor. They're both fantastic in that movie, Dallas Buyers Club, by the way. Scott, the good news for you is 2 + 3 + 4 = 9, and to make you a winner as well.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge, which I guess cannot continue anymore because Dan's out of prizes.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I'm kidding.
I have writer's cramp.
Oh, it's not that we're out of prizes. It's that poor Dan had to fill out too many prize forms. Are we out of prize forms, too?
Yes.
Can we not transfer that over to computer yet?
You would think.
Are you kidding? Here?
The Harris Challenge will never come to an end.
The prize ledger.
I'm lucky if I find a number 2 pencil.
We have some number 3s here, and stop whining.
Oh, I can barely see those.
The Harris Challenge is brought to you every week by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at the Mile 277 Tap and Grill in Sunset Hills. They've got great food there. Tomorrow night, they're doing a private event, but you can sign up to go see the Well Hungarians at the Falls in Columbia, Illinois, on New Year's Eve. For details, go to seethefalls.com. All the information on the package is right there. The Harris Challenge is on every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
Meet me. And I'll be heading out to Mile 277 to see them tonight. Let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
No Tim?
No Tim.
Don't
right.
know.
All right, we'll try to reconnect with Tim in a couple of minutes.
Here.
Oh, you are there.
Yep, it just popped back in.
Okay.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Hi, guys.
I hope he's talking about the connection.
You know those traffic guys.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
It's our fault. We gave him a 20-minute break.
Yeah, 20. That was a good nap. Boy, the highways are a mess. I'm telling you, you've got an accident on westbound 44 at Kings Highway that's got things backed up. Now, they have cleared the accident. out at Highway 109, but you're still jammed up from Antire to about the Merrimack River. And then if you're traveling on southbound 270, don't expect to get anywhere quick because it's pretty well jammed up from Highway 70 all the way down through Highway 44, and then you're just running slow pockets through 55. On westbound 70, the same thing from Grand all the way out to the Earth City Expressway, and then you've got some slow areas from Highway 94 out through Bryan Road. Southbound 170, that's stacked up from Page down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, you're running slow all the way from, we're going to call it Grand now, out to 141. Eastbound 40 starts slowing from the Spirit Overpass, and that's going to run slow in through Big Bend. Southbound 55, you had slow traffic from Bayless, from Bayless out through Highway 270, and then we've got a jam up from Imperial all the way down through Herculaneum. And this traffic report is brought to you by Shell. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Japan has made war upon the United States without declaring it.
On December 7, 1941, the Empire of Japan attacked the U.S. fleet at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, setting off the U.S. entry into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Over 3,000 sailors, soldiers, and airmen died that day, followed by the deaths of 24 million people during the war. The Big 550 asks that you remember those who gave their all so we can live the American dream today.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters end of the year upgrade sale. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above. Plus a lifetime granite sealer absolutely free. Only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
Give the gift that lasts all season long. Cardinals 5 and 10 game ticket packs are on sale now and feature 2015's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the 5-game bobblehead pack, which features 4 bobblehead dates, including Molina, Carpenter, Berkman, and Harry Carey, or the popular opening day pack, which includes your seat to the most premium game of the year, opening day, plus 5 weekend games and more. Ticket packs start at just $79 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday.
This holiday season, give the gift of... Give the gift of Cardinals baseball. 2015 all-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, plus a great view of the game. Choose from the UMB Champions Club, Bank of America Club, the Coca-Cola scoreboard patio, and more. Give the gift of date nights, the gift of memories, the gift of Cardinals baseball. Get your 2015 single-game all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one.
If you're hungry for traditional American Irish food, head to Fallon's Bar and Grill. Their corned beef is cooked in-house, their steaks and fish are hand-cut, and they have a large variety of beer. And their desserts are to die for because they're baked in-house. Fallon's Bar and Grill is family-friendly and has wings and pizza specials on Sundays. And if you're planning a party, check out their party rooms. Fallon's Bar and Grill is located at 9200 Olive Boulevard, just west of I-170.
For four generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. The operative word is fresh. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large conglomerate groups. Top area restaurants know Kuna Food Service is the place to go at kunafoodservice.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-1376. That's 1-800-400-1376. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376.
Llewellyn's Pub is a proud sponsor of the 107th Annual Turkey Day Game. With locations in Webster Groves, Winghaven, St. Charles, Wildwood, Soulard, and the Central West End, Llewellyn's Pub is the perfect spot for great food and drinks this holiday season. Book your next party with great event space and catering available. It's also the perfect spot to watch the next big game on one of the countless TVs. Ask about becoming a VIP member and your kids can eat free every Tuesday night. Llewellyn's Pub. Celtic for good times. Go to llewellynspub.com.
Do you remember a time when there was a market on every corner? Those days are long gone, but some of those family markets still exist, like Menino's Market in Cottonville. It's on the corner of Highway N and Highway N, catty corner to St. Joseph's Catholic Church. You want fresh produce. You want catering. You want fresh, warm French bread every single day? Menino's Market. Check it out. And don't forget about their holiday pies. Menino's Market for everything in Cottonville. On the corner of Highway N and Highway N, Menino's Market.
The holidays are all about comfort. And no one knows classic comfort food like Bishop's Post Restaurant in Chesterfield. In fact, St. Louis Magazine named the Andouille Sausage Gumbo as a top dish of its comfort food list. Bishop's Post is the perfect gathering place over the cold holidays. And right now, you'll receive a free $20 gift card with a purchase of a $100 gift card. Your friends will love your great taste and great tasting food. For tidings of comfort and joy, visit Bishop's Post, located just south of Chesterfield Mall, or at bishopspost.com. Visit Kohl's.com for a friends and family pass and take an extra 25% off when you spend $100 or more. Some exclusions may apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you.
Thanks!
Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 package from both Massage Lux and M&M Golf Cars. The 12 days of Christmas from Best Transportation, Pro-Am Golf, Yinzer Family Dental, Encore Consignment, and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
Yes, it is. The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan here with me on the portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I was just out at the Smokehouse yesterday. Got one of their famous salad salads, which is...
Salad?
They call it the famous salad salad.
What's a salad salad?
Because you can add tuna salad to it, or chicken salad, or egg salad on top of a really beautiful salad.
Green lettuce salad.
Greens and tomatoes and cucumbers and all sorts of other stuff.
Salad.
Really, really good, as is everything at the Smokehouse. And, of course, if you want to have a great sit-down meal, go right next door to Annie Gunn's, although you can't just walk right in most of the time. you're going to need reservations. And so Google them and then call them and make your reservations. Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Bring you this gentleman right here, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Hi, homie.
What's up, man?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good.
Ooh, you sound subdued today.
Yes, you do.
I'm fine. What's going on?
Nothing much.
We're getting rained out here today. It's horrible. It's causing major traffic problems, and now we'd like the forecast for Southern California.
Yes.
It's beautiful here today.
Mm.
80.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Send it here.
Huh?
Send it here.
Yeah. Just don't send us the Rams.
Oh.
In return.
I don't think anybody wants them right now.
Pop quiz question, name the only band that toured in the 1970s that is touring now with the exact same band members that they had in 1970s on tour. Rolling Stones, Fleetwood Mac, Styx, or Earth, Wind, and Fire. 5 movie reviews today.
Wow.
Yeah. You might have to look for the first couple. They are in limited engagement. However.
And there's always a however in life.
You'll be glad that you sought them out. First one is Wild. Have you seen that yet?
I did.
Based on the Chronicles of Cheryl Strayed, a woman who lost her mom, a marriage, her pride, her ego, basically all hope. She decides to walk 1,000 miles on the Pacific Coast Trail alone, hoping to find herself. Reese Witherspoon has never been better. She deserves an Oscar nomination. Wild is a great story of survival and renewal. Rated R, under 2 hours, 4 stars.
Wow. Yeah.
Well,
I liked her very much. I didn't really like the story all that much. I don't go for these hope and renewal kind of stories, but I thought the Reese Witherspoon was phenomenal in the movie.
Well, when there's no hope for you, there's probably less reason.
Yeah. They won't even renew my books at the library, so.
Look for the movie Steel Alice. Seen that one yet?
No, I haven't, but I wanted to. This is a Julianne Moore movie, right?
Julianne Moore stars a woman suffering from early Alzheimer's. A fabulous acting, touching story. Bring some tissue. You'll need it. PG-13, 99 minutes, 4 stars.
Will she be nominated, too?
I doubt it.
Oh.
Maybe. But
I like Julianne Moore a lot.
I like her a lot, too. But Reese, I thought, was fabulous.
Yep.
No makeup, and somehow she still looked good.
Yeah.
A couple of updates. St. Vincent, if you haven't seen it with Bill Murray and Melissa McCarthy, it's been playing everywhere now. 4 stars. Foxcatcher. We talk about that?
No.
No.
Hasn't opened here yet.
Have you seen it?
Hasn't opened here yet.
No.
Steve Carell. It's playing on some screens. It opens, so I think, wide next week. Boy, Steve Carell is unbelievable. You forget that you're watching Steve Carell. It's a little slow. It's about brothers that won gold medals in the 84 games in Los Angeles. They're wrestlers. One brother, who obviously has some mental problems, ends up going to Steve Carell, who plays John DuPont, the billionaire chemical oil magnet guy. The story is a true story. If you remember the story, DuPont ends up killing one of the brothers, shooting him to death.
Hey, spoiler alert!
It's only on the front pages of every newspaper in the country.
I know. I know.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Obama is the president of the United States. Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiled alert.
Oh, no.
And the last movie, Hero 6.
Oh, the animated?
Yeah.
Oh, Colin saw that. He liked it.
I liked it, too. 3.5 stars. I mean, for what it is, you know, kids' movie and family going, I thought it was great.
Yeah. Hey, I just looked it up. The Reese Witherspoon movie Wild opens here next week, and Foxcatcher opens up in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
Latest Cosby, now what, 24 women demanding hundreds of millions of dollars, possible one criminal charge, death threats. My question is, how does Cosby's wife continue to stand by her man? Yeah.
I think we can call her an enabler in all of this, because it's not like she didn't know about these charges a long time ago.
You would think so, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I go out and buy a new golf club. My wife knows about it.
Yep.
Look at this. Well, why you bought a new knob? You need a new golf club. You got 15 in the bag. What's up?
Yep.
TV news. I was disappointed in Peter Pan.
You know what? I talked about this a little bit earlier. I don't think Peter Pan's a good show. Most people don't know the songs except for, you know, I'm Flying maybe, or I Never Grew Up. But I don't think that that's a show that a lot of people would watch and sing along with because they're not familiar with it.
Well, there was so much wrong, more wrong with it than that. I mean, you know, you could see the strings. Sometimes the music was so loud you couldn't hear the dialogue.
Were they lip-syncing?
She went in and out of this British accent, and I don't know what that was all about.
Were they lip-syncing, Mike?
Christopher Walken looked drunk.
Yeah, oh, no. Christopher Walken, Sleepwalking is the name they gave him on Twitter today. And
really?
I think they're right. But were they lip-syncing their songs?
I think they had to be.
I think so, too.
Disappointing.
Why is Peter...
I really thought it was going to be good. I kept hearing how good it was going to be. It was disappointing.
Why is Peter Pan always played by an adult woman?
I don't know. That's very odd.
Yes, it is.
Very strange. This date in history, December 5th, 1933, 21st Amendment passed, prohibition repealed.
And there was much rejoicing.
Woo-hoo!
I'll drink to that.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Well, he's dead. On this date, born 1901, Walt Disney.
Wow.
Uncle Walt.
Hey, my daughter's birthday is tomorrow. She'll be 18.
Wow.
Alyssa. How about that?
No.
And unlike
legal,
Walt Disney,
legal
not
to pose naked in pictures. You know, well, oh, never mind.
Did you just suggest that Dan's daughter should pose naked for pictures? Is that
no,
what I heard?
I just said that she would be legal if she wanted to pose naked for pictures.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
That's
Hey, I got three daughters, and they're all legal to pose naked for pictures.
She's
and they're
legal
and they're all
tomorrow.
Very beautiful girls.
Okay. Yeah.
Dan, you've seen my daughters.
Yes, I have.
Are they hot?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Were they dressed?
Well, every yes. time I see them, they're dressed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, they were dressed every time I
that's
saw
good.
Them.
That's good.
Now, this is where, Dan, you're supposed to go, you want to buy some pictures of them naked?
Oh.
No, he won't.
Oh, it's not you and Frank. That's you and Frank that do that.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Cheryl, you know what Mike said?
Oh, Cheryl, we're talking about you now, baby girl. Pop quiz question, named the name of the only band who toured in the 1970s that are touring now with the same exact band members. Rolling Stones, Fleetwood Mac, Styx, or Earth, Wind, and Fire.
We will start with prospective father Ian Geis.
I will say Fleetwood Mac.
Dan.
Man, I think we're supposed to say Rolling Stones, but I'm going to go Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay, I'm going to say, because I know Christine McVie came back to the fold this year,
ooh.
Fleetwood Mac.
Stones are missing Bill Wyman. Styx are missing Dennis DeYoung. Earth, Wind, and Fire is missing Maurice White. But Saturday night, we hope to see him over at the Forum here in Los Angeles. Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham, John McVie, Christy McVie, and me, Mick Fleetwood. And finally, it's Aloha Friday.
Hey.
No, we're till Monday. Hey. We're going to play a day. Aloha Friday. Come on, Missouri, beat Alabama.
Yeah.
Your colony, colony, only your licky. Look a cool in a cocker, in a orca, in a hoo hoo. Kill away, Kamiki, Kaka, hoo. Well, man, I look like a bookie. Kaka, a hoo hoo.
Mike Evans brought to you every day at this time by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. And that's the music means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Washington, England, where a woman who was given suspended jail sentences for violating a court order to stop having loud sex with her husband says she will not comply. The trouble started when they moved in and bought a bed with an iron headboard that kept banging against the wall, not to mention Caroline's screams of pleasure. The neighbors complain repeatedly, but despite a court order, Caroline says, quote, it's not as if I'm having sex and thinking, oh, I'm making too much noise, I better be quiet. She says they tried to appease the neighbors by moving their late-night activities to the early morning, but the complaints have continued. Quote, I don't see why I should stop having sex in my own house with my husband of 38 years. I'm sure there could be a lot worse things I could be doing. The husband said, yes, not having sex with me would be one of them. Category two, or story number two, from Uniontown, Pennsylvania. The police took Savannah Taracic in on a charge of public drunkenness. She told them she had been drinking and actually had used some cocaine. At the police station, an officer checked her for weapons during a standard pat-down, but because she was just going to be cited and released, they didn't do a strip search, as they would if they were going to put her in a holding cell. So Savannah left the police station, but she returned a little while later with a friend to talk with the cops about another matter, and that's when Savannah straightened her shirt and a half-gram rock of crack cocaine fell on the floor. It rolled away. She walked over to get it, but three people happened to walk in at that moment into the booking center, so she decided to leave it there, and she and her friend walked out. A little while later, a cop discovered the baggie on the floor. Police reviewed the video footage, discovered the alleged owner's identity, and then they went and brought Savannah in for real. And this time, she was strip searched.
There were cameras in there?
In Miami, Florida, a for-profit college called Fast Train College. That's in the Ivy League, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're accused of hiring strippers to work as admissions representatives to attract young men to the school. The complaint by federal and state prosecutors says the college, quote, purposely hired attractive women and sometimes exotic dancers and encouraged them to dress provocatively while they recruited young men in neighborhoods to attend Fast Train College, unquote. School's campuses were shut down 2 years ago after a raid by the FBI. The CEO was indicted in October on criminal charges of conspiracy and theft of government money. More than $35 million of your tax dollars in Pell Grants and other federal financial aid that they took for 3 years. The authorities say the school got a large amount of grant money through fraudulent means, including falsifying high school diplomas for ineligible students. This is a real Ivy Leaguer, I'm telling you. No word on how much these strippers were paid for getting the men into the equivalent of what I guess you could call the college VIP room. Story number four, Weymouth, Massachusetts. Philip Leclerc bought an old desk for $40 from an auction house, took it home. One of the knobs fell off. So he looked through all the drawers and compartments of the desk, looking for a replacement. Didn't find one. But he did find an envelope poking out from a small gap beneath a drawer. And inside that envelope, a stack of bonds that matured in 1992 and have since accumulated interest. Estimated value, $127,000.
Whoa.
Leclerc says he didn't even think about keeping the bonds. He called the auction house, which helped him return them to the previous owner of the desk, who was stunned by the call and said, I'm going to use that money to care for my 94-year-old dad. After I try to get into Fast Train College. No, I just added that. And we finish in Vineland, New Jersey, where 21-year-old David Scarpa walked into the police station. Did I just get drunk?
Police
yes,
station.
You did.
You
went somewhere there.
We'll edit that out and nobody will ever hear it. I'll just take it from the top.
Mm-hmm. Prohibition
yeah.
Day.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now it's time to span the globe for stories.
No, that's just the last story.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, here we go. And for story number five, in Vineland, New Jersey, 21-year-old David Scarpa walked into the police station to report that he had backed his car into a utility pole the night before while having an argument with his girlfriend. He told officers he left the scene of the crash and waited until the next day to report the incident because he didn't want to deal with his girlfriend yelling at him. That did not keep him from being charged with leaving the scene of an accident and reckless driving. And I'm guessing there was still an argument with the girlfriend when he got home.
Oh, yeah.
And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and everybody who works on the large morning show in the afternoon, I'll see you next Friday. Thanks for listening.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a final check on traffic. Hopefully things are lightening up a little bit out there as we head into this weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
Have fun going home, guys.
Great. Thanks.
It's a mess out there. I'm telling you, we've got a new crash. It's on southbound 55 at Highway Z. You're jammed up south of Barnhart. We've got another accident on westbound 44 just past Grand that has three lanes blocked. Just past Grand, and you've got three lanes blocked. That's westbound 44, so you're backed up to Highway 55. Also, it looks like they're still jammed up from right around Antire all the way out through 109 where you had that earlier accident. Now, locally, southbound 270, stop and go still from Highway 70 all the way down through Manchester. It's going to be a slow pocket or two from that point through 55. On eastbound 40, you had an accident near Boone's Crossing. Traffic is backed up just about to Chesterfield Airport Road. On westbound 70, things are slowing from Jennings Station Road out through Highway 270, Earth City Expressway before they open up. And on southbound 170, things are stopped up from Page through 40. Northbound 170, you're jamming up from Highway 70 to about Airport Road. And eastbound 270, no change there, 370 through West Florissant now. And this traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Visit Kohl's.com for a friends and family pass and take an extra 25% off when you spend $100 or more. Some exclusions may apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. Join me at 9, Monday through Friday nights. Lock and load for the most engaging nighttime talk show, news and commentary, American trivia, and American story. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new, hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Touchdown, Missouri! I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers.
Winners of 6th Street, the Missouri Tigers will play in the SEC Championship game for the second consecutive season coming up this Saturday inside the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. The Tigers, ranked 14th in the country, will take on number one Alabama. The game kicks off at 3. Tiger Network coverage begins at 1, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
This is Michael Dierberg from First Bank. Warmest wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family at First Bank to yours.
For your real estate needs, you need the K. Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K. Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. Handyman123.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman123.homeadvisor.com.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
The fire union blasts Governor Jay Nixon, claiming he broke a promise to protect them with National Guardsmen in a time firefighters said they needed it the most.
Another Bosnian immigrant attacked in South City, but will it be called a hate crime?
The Bondurant Meyer shooting investigation now in the hands of the circuit attorney, as her office must now decide what comes next.
And will we get washed away this weekend? The rain leaving many all wet.
All new at 6, the fire union says a lack of leadership put firefighters at risk on the night of the Darren Wilson grand jury decision.
And they say it resulted in businesses burning while firefighters could only stand and